Now it's time for Half Hour to Health on 107.7 The Pulse and 107.3 WEMJ.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a move in the wood.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health and Happy New Year. It's the start of a new year, a fresh start, an opportunity to be as healthy as possible. And our guest this morning is Zach Bartholomew from Raw Fitness up in Laconia, New Hampshire. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So it's a new year. I'm sure your phone's been ringing off the hook with people that are ready to get after it, to get healthy, to get into bikini mode before you know summer hits.
Right.
So we're looking for your best advice for 2019.
So getting into it, if you're first starting out, you know, you really need to focus on walking before you run. And it sounds so simple, but a lot of people go way too gung-ho out of the chute, and it's unsustainable. So you really want to focus on trying to find something that is sustainable that you can, you know, keep building off of. You don't want to bite off more than you can chew and start, you know, getting discouraged or anything like that. Really try to focus on each week, you know, getting into the gym 2 to 3 times a week for resistance training or for group fitness, whatever it is that you like to do exercise-wise. And then try to build off of that. As you start to feel better in those workouts, start to ramp them up a little bit. Start to make them a little bit more difficult. Resistance training wise, start to add in some balance in there. But don't get overwhelmed with looking at the scale every day. Overwhelmed with that big one goal you have. Oh, I want to lose 15 pounds by March and it's just not happening. And you start going in that downward spiral. So really trying to focus on, you know, keeping it simple for yourself. Making smart goals, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely goals. Your goal should be able to fit into all those categories. And having that big goal at the end and kind of those benchmarks as you go towards summer that you can hit, that's really going to help you out. People really start to overwhelm themselves, I think, sometimes when it comes to goal setting. It's good to write them down. It's good to have that big goal written down and on the wall and you look at it every day. But sometimes that can become very overwhelming for people. So writing down small goals like, okay, today I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to work on my diet this week and trying to do that. And just really trying to keep it simple. You know, utilize any professionals you can. If you have questions, definitely reach out to people and ask them. Especially in the fitness industry, I feel like people are very open to helping each other. Another thing that people get into the habit of is constantly self-image is huge and constantly comparing yourself to somebody else in that gym who's working out hard. What you don't see is all the hard work they've put in to get to where they are. Like, oh, like he or she is doing all that and I can't even come close. Don't do that. Focus on yourself. Like they may have been in the gym for 10 years working. Like everybody starts somewhere. So don't overwhelm yourself. Keep focused on your individual self and not on other people. And really try to break down those goals to where they are attainable throughout the week. And that way that one big goal isn't just overwhelming you throughout the season.
So in setting some goals as far as healthy eating for the coming year, what are 2 or 3 of the biggest things that you think people could do to make a positive change, given that they're probably eating the standard American diet?
Yeah. The standard American diet's rough. Trying to reduce refined carbohydrates and stuff like that is going to help. Portion size is huge. I'm sure everybody's seen the movie Titanic and you got the guys, I think it's right around when they're about to hit the iceberg and the captain's calling for more power to the engines and they go to a clip of some guys down the belly of the boat shoveling coal into the steam furnaces or the furnaces for the engine. Compare that furnace to your metabolism. So your metabolism, we don't want these big peaks and valleys. So what they were doing was trying to get, like, really heat that thing up, and it's going to become a big peak, and then it's going to burn out, and you're going to have a valley. So think about your metabolism the same way, eating the same way. So you're feeding a fire. So you don't want to have peaks and valleys in that fire. You want it to be a nice, even burn all day. So focusing on smaller meals, more frequent meals, that can really help your metabolism stay at that even burn. And then you're having more constant energy throughout the day. You're not having that, like, 3 o'clock crash when you just, like, oh, like, I feel like I could go to sleep right now. If you're having smaller meals throughout the day and more of them, it's going to add up to usually about what you'd eat if you only eating 3 meals. And also timing of your calories. There was a study done in the UK, I can't remember the exact study, but I could get it to you if you want me to, where they had 2 controlled groups. One group was eating 600 calories for breakfast, 400 for lunch, and 200 for dinner. The other controlled group was eating 200 calories for breakfast, 400 for lunch, 600 for dinner. And the group who ate the 600 for breakfast, 4 for lunch, 2 for dinner, lost more weight, even though they're eating the same amount of calories. They lost more weight than the group that was eating more calories at night. So trying to think about that calorie timing. And a lot of those calories are going to be like your high glucose, like carbohydrates, things that are going to spike your insulin levels. And a lot of those carbohydrates are white carbohydrates. White rice, white pastas, white potatoes, those are all going to spike your insulin levels. And trying to keep those carbohydrates towards the beginning of the day, because those are the carbohydrates that you're going to use for energy. And you don't want to be taking those carbohydrates in at night because you don't burn them off at night. So you burn those off during the day, eat a smaller meal at night, something with, maybe a sweet potato is low glycemic. Fruit or vegetables and some protein. And then you have that smaller meal at night. You're going to wake up. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel ready to go, get a good meal in you again. And, you know, that usually seems to work very well.
Great strategy.
Yeah, it is. And it's one of those ones where you just need to stick with it. And the longer you can do it, usually it's 2 weeks. If you can get through 2 weeks of that, it's going to become... all of a sudden, it's just going to be normal, and it's not going to be a struggle at night. You're not going to get those hunger pains at night anymore. Your body will adjust to it, and you will, after those 2 weeks, you'll feel great. Mm-hmm. So it's usually takes 2 weeks, unfortunately, even with resistance training or cardio. 2 hard weeks, and then you'll start feeling better. So same with the diet. Yeah, body adapts, definitely.
Body adapts to positive stress.
Right. It does. It does, definitely.
So if you're just tuning in, we're here with Zach from Raw Fitness in Laconia, New Hampshire, a one-on-one personal gym. And we're so excited to have you here because it's the time of year we all want to talk about what we should be doing to work out, what we should be eating. We want to start new healthy habits. And one thing that you talked with us on the show back in November about was, like, looking at your whole year and almost, like, chunking it down.
Yes.
Talk a little bit more about that with us.
Okay. It's very important. So we want to stay injury-free. So sometimes when people get into a workout routine, they think, you know, taking time off is – they're going to lose everything. It's, like, that big fear. And mentally, it's very hard. But the body needs time off. It needs time to, if you're breaking the body down hard, January, February, March. So you're really working hard. You're eating a little extra calories. You're pushing around some weight. You're going for longer runs, really trying to get in shape. That whole time, you're breaking your body down. So that body needs some rest. So I break my years down into quarters, just like they do for taxes and everything else. Every quarter I give myself at least 4 days in a row off where I can rest my body. That really works for me. And all my quarters are a little bit different. My training is not the same for the whole year. And it shouldn't be for anybody. If you're doing the same thing for a whole year, you're going to plateau. You're going to start getting frustrated because you're going to stop seeing results. And you're going to keep breaking your body down. And then all of a sudden, you're going to start getting injured. And that there's nothing more frustrating than getting injured, because then you're taking more than 4 days off. You're taking, you know, who knows, like depending on the injury, you could be taking a long time off. So trying to break your year down almost like a professional athlete who has their preseason when they're really ramping things up. They need to get in shape for the season. So they are pushing hard. They're in their pre-camps, running sprints, pushing weights around, and then they're in their in-season. When you're in your in-season, that's my summer for me, you kind of want to, you're trying to maintain what you've worked so hard for in that preseason. So it's summertime. It works for me because I'm still going to the gym. I'm still watching what I eat. But I'm going out on the lake. I'm going to campfires. You know, people are out later. You're hanging out with friends. So you're still watching your diet, but you're just trying to maintain what you gained. So you're not really trying to do anything spectacular, but you are still working very hard. And then for the fall for me, it's my off season. So now I'm kind of letting that body rebuild itself, because throughout the summer, it's been breaking down as well. Let it rebuild, take in a little bit of extra calories, maybe slow that training down, focus more on power instead of like circuit training where you're constantly moving and getting that heart rate up. Take some time in between sets. Not a lot of time, but like let yourself rest like a minute in between sets and try to up the weight and lower your reps on your off season. And then, you know, and then you're ready to go back and you're going through your holidays again. So that works out perfect. I'm taking in more calories. I'm resting a little bit more in my workouts. And then you're back into that preseason for January, February, March, going back into your in season. It's a good way to look at it. And usually it can keep you from getting injured. A lot of people try to train people that way. And I apply it. If I have clients who I know all have throughout the year, I will train them in that method. I will try to figure out when their in season is going to be, and that might be a vacation where they're just going to kind of like cruise, or it can vary, but depending on everybody's goals. But I try to train my clients that way as well, and you can really help avoid injuries. So
it's a great thing to be thinking about here in January.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, we're here with Zach from Raw Fitness. We're talking about getting started here in 2019 for a healthy start with your fitness level, as well as what you're putting in your body, what are you fueling it with. We got to take a break, but we will be right back here on Half Hour to Health on WEMJ and WTPL.